What's the difference between knowing and guessing? This might be something that's useful for you today because it's really useful for me. So I've been a big know-it-all most of my life. Oh, I know what's going to happen. When I do this, she's going to say that. Or I know how this job interview is going to go. Or I know how the election's going to go. I often tried to act like I knew things that I didn't know because I wanted people to think I was smart, that I wanted to come off as someone who was worth respecting, and even feared to the sense that I could know what was going to happen before it even happened. And yet, this gets us into trouble in our lives lots of times, and we keep doing it anyway. The difference between knowing what's going to happen or knowing exactly what did happen and making a guess might seem like a small thing, and yet it's the biggest difference in the world. When you say, I know exactly what happened yesterday, do you know exactly what happened in your life yesterday? At first glance, you might think, yes, I know exactly what I said and when I said it, and I know what I did. Well, I remember in class a kid tried to ask me, when's the last time you got your tires changed? And I gave him as close of an exact estimate as I could. Which really, how honest was that? How could I tell exactly when I had got my tires changed last? I mean, I could guess, but I didn't know the exact date. I always was out to impress people. Well, the difference between knowing the exact date and knowing roughly when, that's all the difference in the world. That's a huge difference. So, for example, if you know the stock market is going to go up tomorrow, you say, you know, I know it's going to go up, this happened and this happened. Well, do you know exactly which stock's going to go up? Yes, yes, I know exactly which stock. Okay, what time is that? It's going to go exactly at, I don't know, 12:05 p.m. or whatever. Okay, how likely is that to be correct? You can see the more you try and act like you know, the more specific you get, the more inaccurate it becomes. And the same works with the past also. If you try and tell me what you did yesterday, you could probably tell me pretty well what you did. I could say, what's the most interesting thing you did today, yesterday? You could say, well, I saw this person, or I went to the store, or some various accounting of your day. And yet, if I asked you to be more specific, if I said, okay, what time did you go to the store? I went about noon. Well, exactly what time? 12:01, 11:59? What exact time did you go? Well, what does that matter? What does that matter? I don't know. I went about noon. What you can see is the inexact nature of anything that doesn't exist right this moment. If it's not taking place right now, I bet you can tell me exactly what time it is right now. And I could stop my Xbox and show you, okay, well, it's exactly this time right now. And even then, you could say, well, my clock says something else, or I'm in a different time zone. And you might wonder, okay, what's the point of all this? There's a world of difference between guessing and knowing. Between guessing something's going to happen, or guessing that when you say something, someone's going to say this in response, or guessing that when you apply to the job, that you're going to actually get it or you're not going to get it. Seeing the difference between guessing and knowing is the difference between being open to learning what's actually going to happen and being closed and thinking you already know it all. So there's nothing else that can be learned. And that is a gigantic difference. It's a difference I've experienced firsthand. For example, I don't know if you're going to like this video or not. You might hate this video. You might think it's the dumbest video you've ever seen. Or you might love it. You might think this is the best thing I've ever watched. Now, it's possible that someone out there will have each of those feelings. And yet, doing this video, even though I've made hundreds of these before, even though thousands of you guys have sat there and said, I love your videos, thank you so much for doing these, I don't know exactly how you're going to respond to this. So that leaves me working in a lot of uncertainty. And for most of us, uncertainty is very uncomfortable. Most of us work really hard to avoid uncertainty in our lives. So today, for me, seeing the difference between knowing and guessing, it helps me to see that I pretty much guess about everything in my life. Therefore, I have almost no certainty about anything in my life. Even the things you might think were the most important, like, where's your wife right now? I don't know exactly where my wife is right now. She's at the beach hanging out with her family today. I don't know exactly where she is right now. So that is a level of certainty I've grown comfortable with. Even if she was sitting in this room, then I could say, well, she's sitting in this room with me. I can see then the relative amount of small certainty I have in my life. The very brief periods of certainty I have over anything. And again, you might say, okay, why does this matter? Well, the next time you're going to that job, or the next time you're going out on a date, and the uncertainty is so uncomfortable. It's just suffocating, like, my God, I don't know what he or she's going to say next. I don't know whether I'm going to actually get this job or not. I don't know whether I'm the right person for this relationship. When you, the next time you see all that uncertainty, it can be a huge comfort to remember that that's okay. All that uncertainty is okay. That's normal. That's what you work in and live in all the time. The difference is whether you are aware of it or not. The difference is whether you're honest about it or not. For a lot of people, it can be difficult to be honest about the uncertainty because many of us have been raised to fake certainty. Do you know how I, as a police officer, people asked me, I'm not a police officer anymore, thank God. When I was a police officer, lots of people used to ask me, how do I get here? How do I go there? And I didn't like to say I didn't know. And this is something Dad always said was very entertaining about being in Japan. People there absolutely hated to look like they didn't know. So what they do, they would tell you false directions. If you asked where something was, they would just give you any kind of direction. Now, not every single Japanese person obviously reacted the same way. This was very common, though. They would just tell you, oh, it's down here. You take two lefts and then two rights, and then it's down here on the corner. And you go down there, and it wouldn't be anywhere close to where they said it was. Well, it's this idea of saving face, that we have to look smart, that we can't look like we don't know what's going on, and it's shameful to not know everything. So if you've been raised to act like you know everything, it can be very hard to get comfortable with uncertainty. And yet, being comfortable with uncertainty today, I would say that's one of the superpowers I have. That's one of the huge differences I see between me and a lot of other people in my life. I'm comfortable with uncertainty. I'm comfortable not knowing how things are going to work out. I'm comfortable not knowing various things that you might think are so critical to know. Where's my next paycheck going to come from? Where's my next meal going to come from? What am I going to do tomorrow? I'm comfortable not knowing that today. And that gives me a gigantic amount of peace in my life every day. When I see it's okay to not know what exactly I'm going to do tomorrow, then that takes a whole lot of stress away. So I've shared this with you so that if you want less stress in your life, if you struggle with trying to force certainty in your life, if you suffer from trying to act like a know-it-all and you feel the consequences of that, or if you have something uncertain in your life that's bothering you, I hope you can see how natural it is to be comfortable with everything, to see the benefits of looking around and seeing all the uncertainty that already exists in your life, that already is there normally, and you just often aren't aware of it. You just often don't see that everyday life is full of an incredible amount of uncertainty, and most people are just trying to fake certainty all the time. So today, I pray to be comfortable with uncertainty. I pray that I will not attempt to do things that force unnatural certainty in my life, to act like I know everything, or to do other unhealthy behaviors to somehow force certainty to exist where it does not. I pray that you have the same chance today to see the difference between knowing and guessing, and through seeing that difference to be comfortable with all of the uncertainty that exists in your life today. Thank you very much for watching this. I'd love to know what you think of this. And I hope you have a great day today.